Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 31st of March, Wednesday in Holy Week. And today our reflection is focusing on John chapter 12, verses 21 to 32, the betrayal by Judas. After he said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which one of them he meant. One of them, the disciple who Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It's the one whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So our reflection today focuses on Judas. Tomorrow is Maundy Thursday, where we consider the same Passover event in the upper room, but with a focus on the humble foot washing by Jesus. Today we consider the story of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. Another familiar passage, but one bursting with meaning and challenge. Judas had far more first-hand knowledge about Jesus than we ever have. He was a close disciple for several years. He saw Jesus' miracles. He heard his teaching. He knew Jesus. And yet knowing him still didn't prevent his heart from hardening. It still didn't prevent him betraying Jesus and ultimately losing his life and soul for eternity. We can miss the shock of Judas's betrayal through familiarity with the story. But we remember that none of the 11 even suspected. They didn't suspect that Judas was helping himself to money that was gathered for the poor, as recorded in John 12, 4-6. When he got angry with Mary for wasting her perfume on Jesus' feet, the synoptic gospel writers tell us that the other disciples took his side and defended him. Most startlingly, John tells us in our passage that when Jesus disclosed that the one of the 12 would betray him, no one suspected Judas, even when Jesus made it perfectly obvious. Verses 25 and 26, John asked, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It's the one in whom I will give this piece of bread." And then he gave that piece of bread to Judas. How much plainer could he have made it without specifically naming him? The disciples had no idea. You see, they knew Judas. He had a good reputation, came from a good family. And he was their friend. He couldn't possibly be working for the evil one, could he? Humankind has a remarkable ability to present one thing to the outside world whilst hiding something completely different on the inside. And that's without the devil's help. Judas looked like a believer. He behaved like a believer on the outside, but on the inside he hadn't changed. He failed to live the life Jesus was calling him to. He still thought he could serve God and money. Had Jesus as an additional extra rather than the Lord of his life. And he was blind to where such double-minded journey would end. So Jesus appeals to him by humbly washing his feet. You see, Jesus loves him as much as the other disciples. Jesus pleads with him by quoting Psalm 41 in verse 18. Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Judas would have known that Jesus knew his intentions. And again, Jesus gave him a final opportunity to repent. He could have refused to take that piece of bread dipped in sauce, a sauce used in the Passover meal that would have had a bitter taste to represent slavery in Egypt. Poignantly here, representing Judas's slavery to sin. And tragically, Judas takes the bread. And as he does, Satan enters into him. Satan had already clearly been at work, but at this moment, Judas made a clear choice between following God's ways and choosing what Satan had asked him to do. The passage says he went out and it was night. Judas chose the dark. Now, of course, we don't get such stark decision moments like this. We don't have Jesus standing in front of us giving us bread dipped in bitter herbs, of enslavement saying, "You choose." But have we really left our old ways behind? Do we just enjoy the benefits of being part of church, but fail to let go of pride, power, greed, anger, bitterness, addiction, ... Jesus stands in front of us now and offers us a choice. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Come and share in my glory. Will you take the bread dipped in bitter sauce, which leads to destruction? Or will you take the bread dipped in the blood of Jesus and come in loving obedience to the way of life? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we come to you in repentance. Help us to turn from our old ways and follow you. Help us to do things of the light and let go of things of the dark. We praise you for dying for us, for offering us freedom and eternal life. Father, today I choose to come in obedient love. Show me your ways and help me walk in them this day and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.